The size of the tuition hike won't be known until state lawmakers and the governor complete work on the budget repair bill, but the regions have adopted a plan that assumes $10 million in base funding cuts in the current fiscal year. Most of those cuts come from supplies for research and instruction. The regions have also assumed $30 million in base funding cuts for the upcoming year. UW System President Catherine Lyle says most of that money will come from cutting potential UW employees.
We have canceled some faculty and staff hiring, frozen offers in process, and worked to manage our budget resources and our service commitments as responsibly as we possibly can. But each of these decisions has an impact on students and the quality of a UW education.
Lyle says exactly what lawmakers do with the UW budget will affect how much the UW system will be able to implement its plan to increase enrollment in high-demand, high-tech fields. Lyle also says the projected structural state budget deficit for 2003 and beyond should trigger candid discussions about big changes in Wisconsin higher education. UW Regent Gerard Randall, who hopes to be elected Board of Regents president this week, says he's against additional cuts. But Randall says he won't rule anything out.
I don't think anything will be off the table in terms of what we will have to consider in order to meet budgetary obligations. But clearly, no one wants to reduce access to the system. No one wants to lower the quality of programs that we offer to those who are educated in our system. And that puts us in a very tough spot.
Randall says additional tuition and tax money will be part of that discussion. The regents will try to set this false tuition amount within a month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.